It's so great to welcome into our studios Amber Koger. She's a volunteer with Friends of Wheeler Wildlife Refuge. I love Wheeler Wildlife Refuge any time of year, but you have a special event coming up.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much for inviting us over. We have Festival of the Cranes coming up the weekend of January 14th through the 15th, and the 16th, I believe, as well. But it's a lot of fun. It's a very, very family-friendly event, and there's so many cool things happening.
Almost too many to mention. We only have a short time, but what are the highlights?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have concerts, special guest speakers. We have family-friendly and fun activities. So, for instance, for the concerts, we have John Paul White.
Wow.
Who is a local legend.
I've heard of him. Yeah.
Local legend, John Paul White. So he'll be at the Princess Theater. You can purchase your tickets at princesstheater.org. And we also have guest speakers from International Crane Foundation. We have Richard Belfus. So with ICF, really awesome guy. He's going to tell us all about the current state of crane species around the world and all of that stuff. And there's also birding walks, and Paul Bannock's leading a photography workshop, which I believe you have to sign up for beforehand. So really, really cool stuff. Lots of big names.
Well, to me, the big draw is the cranes themselves. How did they come to North Alabama?
Absolutely. You are totally correct. The cranes are definitely the draw. And you can see them anytime during the winter at Wheeler. It's open 7 days a week. The cranes kind of started coming along a few decades ago with the sandhills, several thousand, and then now it's the tens of thousands of sandhill cranes. And you said you've been there when you've seen them.
I went one drizzly February morning, and I remember pulling into the wildlife refuge and just seeing these huge birds everywhere. And there's the sound. They have this distinct call, and they're everywhere. And then amongst all of the gray cranes, it's a whooping crane, this magnificent white beast with the black tips and the red. And it's just, I was literally in awe of this creature, thinking these things are almost distinct. And here they are hanging out in Decatur, Alabama.
Absolutely. Yeah. So those sandhills, you'll definitely see them by the thousands. But the ones that stand out are totally the whooping cranes. Mm-hmm. So whooping cranes at one point were very, very near extinction in the mid-1900s. And now scientists and researchers have built their populations up. Now we have a few hundred in the wild. So it's definitely one of the rarest bird species on the planet, especially in North America. But we can see them right here in Decatur. And they stand about 5 feet tall, a little over 5 feet. Some of them can be 6 feet tall. Mm-hmm. So they are massive birds, the largest, tallest birds in North America, and they are a sight to see for sure.
Absolutely. In addition to the cranes, you also have the occasional bald eagle and ducks. Lots of ducks and waterfowl.
Yes. If you're a bird nerd, Wheeler is definitely the place. Yeah, same. Me too. Bird nerd, definitely got to visit Wheeler. There's so many different species of waterfowl. And then on top of those cranes, and we also have the raptors, like the eagles. And my favorite is when the coyotes will run by in the field and all the cranes will be staring at it. That's a sight to see, too.
Uh-huh. And there's a wonderful observation deck there at the facility.
Absolutely. It is inside, so you get to stay warm, even if it's cold out. But there's windows all around, and you get to see the whole expanse of just this beautiful wetland area.
And the binoculars, too.
We don't have the binoculars anymore.
Oh, okay, that's right. Makes sense.
Yeah, makes
sense. Last time I was there, they were there.
Yeah, but definitely bring your own.
Yeah.
Bring your own binoculars. But even if you don't have the binoculars, you can still see lots of stuff just hanging out in the observation building.
And then there's an information center, too, there at Wheeler.
Yes. Yeah, they actually have lots of displays, too, so you can kind of go back and read a little bit about the refuge itself. And then there's always volunteers there or staff, and you can ask them any question. They are very knowledgeable.
I'm a North Alabama native, and I learned so much about the Wheeler Reservoir and how it was formed with the TVA.
Absolutely. Super cool place.
It is. Mm-hmm. And the cranes.
Yeah, and the cranes. That's right.
So how else are you celebrating the cranes for the festival?
That's a really good question. We have lots of, like I said, lots of different things happening. It's kind of like just a big celebration of birds in general, because there's also birding presentations. So if you have little kids, they love, of course, seeing the Auburn Raptor Center. And, there's also going to be falconers there, too. So it's lots of different events. We have arts and crafts workshops for families as well. So, yeah, lots of different stuff.